Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Get this week's stuff out of here.
I'm hopping all around, I'm a pink bird. I'm walking all around, better drink some wah-wah. I'm just flamingo, I'm coming on your shoreline. Here I go, I'm gonna peacefully drink, yo. I'm slowly creeping up to your front yard. Nothing threatening here, I'm just a flamingo. I'm a flamingo and I'm coming up to you. Oh, is that your child? I'ma rip out his motherfucking eyeball. I'm gonna rip out his goddamn eyeball. I'm a flamingo, I'ma rip out your eyeball. I'm a flamingo and I get up in your child's eyeball. No more eyeball, child bitch. Time for grandma. Time for grandma. It's time for grandma. I'm gonna eat your grandmother. Time for grandma. Give me your grandmother. Give me her. I'm eating your grandmother's. I don't give a f. I'm flamingo, bitch. No rules here. No rules here. I eat. Then I fly away. Flamingo, goddammit, I don't care. I live by these rules and it's truth or dare, baby. It's a lawless nation for the flamingo. There's nothing that I do can do about it. Do I get out when I'm flying all out? Got a thirst for blood, got a thirst for blood, got a thirst for blood. I'm gonna come and get you. I'm a flamingo bitch. I'm gonna come and get your ass. It's flamingo time. I'm time to eat a little snack. Yo, your snack is mine. The snack is your person. Your human body is my appetizer. Then for dinner, I think I'm gonna do croutons and maybe a light baby spinach. I think I might do baby spinach for dinner. But first your sister. And first your sister.
Tom. Tom.
Five Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich. 617-779-0985. That is the great Mark Rebelette, who I've been going down his catalog of music over the last several months. He's been putting on these concerts in his living room. This is the extremely skinny, almost like a 100-pound nerd who has this DJ set up in his living room and a green screen behind him and has been putting on concerts throughout the entire quarantine. And people will just, like, put on they'll type in what they want him to do a song about, and he'll just out of nowhere do a song. We played one he did about being a dungeon master.
So you're telling me this is the national version of the piano guy up in New Hampshire?
But the dude, like, his whole thing is that he gets hired to play at these bars, and I guess they don't realize what his deal is. And there's this one video of him at what looks like a Sunday afternoon at some restaurant in, like, Texas, but it's like a family restaurant. And it's one of these things where he starts playing the music and no one's really paying attention. And then he just starts, like, swearing and going in this direction. And all of a sudden, you can see everyone's face turn around and go, what?
Sounds like a Saturday Night Live skit that they run at, like, 12:45 in the morning.
Yeah, the guy's fantastic. Yeah. Mark Rebelet is his name, and he is one of the few things that has been a entertaining during the actual quarantine. It's kept me from going insane. That and people who walk into random stores, grab the phone to access the speaker and fart into it. Those are the two things that have been the best thing that the internet has provided in a long, long time. No question. But one thing that I did see yesterday, though, that has me confused more than anything. I should be upset. I should be outraged. But I'm more confused than anything. Did you see that, first of all, let's just beside the fact that we're in the middle of obviously this pandemic and there's a lot of important stuff going on, yet for some reason Fox News decided it was important to report on Taco Bell items that are rumored to be removed from the menu.
Oh, no one was more upset than you on Twitter last night. You were a fantastic follow yesterday because... I don't know how many people out there are actually on Twitter. It's way more important than it should be for people in our line of work. But if you follow Rich on Twitter, you were bombarded yesterday with pictures of the Frito burrito and the 7-layer taco. And Rich was beside himself that they're discontinuing. First of all, he had a graphic of all the Taco Bell items that were being discontinued. Yeah. And then there were a series of tweets after that about how upset Rich was that all of these things are being discontinued. I couldn't get away from it. Every other tweet. Okay.
The main thing about that, well, first of all, there's a million funny things about this report that came out because, yes. Once again, it was a Fox News story that came out on the Fox News channel. Nothing else going on, of course. Now, but, you know, in fairness, this is important to me, so maybe they're marketing towards me.
You're kidding. It was important to you? I couldn't have been able to figure that out.
So it says Taco Bell items rumored to be removed from menu, and it's got a list of 7 different things. Quesaritos, I've never had them. Apparently, they're delicious. All potato items, that's kind of a large deal because all of a sudden,
weird.
That's weird. Loaded grillers, fine. Triple layer nacho, all right, just get a regular nacho and buy 2 of them. I don't care. The beefy Frito burrito. The Frito burrito.
Frito burrito.
Oh, Pasta That's Joe's right going to be pissed.
I'm sure Sleepy Joe or Pasta Joe's going to be very upset about that. The spicy tostada. But then the one that just had me kind of pissed was the 7-layer burrito. The 7-layer burrito has been a staple for 20 years? How long has the 7-layer burrito been on the menu? And what's confusing about this is I can understand sometimes when they'll get rid of a menu item, because they do this all the time. They put stuff out there and they get rid of it. If you get rid of a menu item that has an ingredient that's just not worth them ordering anymore, everything in a 7-layer burrito is in every other item that's on the menu. I mean, there's no weird one ingredient that they're just not going to order anymore. It's beans, rice, sour cream, cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, and guacamole. And it's in a tortilla, which is used for everything else. So why would you even... What is the mindset behind that? Okay, so that's that part of it. But then, to me, the funniest thing is that on this screen graphic that they had was how they got this news. The very bottom says that the source was verified Taco Bell employee from Taco Bell Reddit. So they went to a verified Taco Bell employee Reddit and found this
there
and that's what they ran with the story with.
I'm amazed that exists.
Oh,
Taco Bell Reddit? Really?
I need to be on this. I need to find the secrets of Taco Bell. What are these real employees saying behind the scenes?
When was the last time you had it? When was the last time you had Taco Bell?
Oh, a lot. I had it before the quarantine, a ton.
Oh, no. Because during the quarantine, have you had it at all?
I've been away from Taco Bell. If you know where I don't. There's no Taco Bell near me right now.
I know that. So, I didn't know how far away you were or, if there was one on the island.
There are no Taco Bells in Nantucket right now.
Okay.
No.
I've never been there. I don't know. All right.
But yeah, there's none of that, which is insane because that's all I want. Now that I can't have fast food, that's all I want. And there's none of that here. So, but remember, right before the quarantine started, that Taco Bell opened right near my place, when I lived in the city. There was one in Downtown Crossing that opened up. And that was, first of all, it was the hottest club in town. There was a line out the door at 4 in the afternoon. It doesn't matter what time of day it was. That place was slammed. And if you ordered ahead, it got to the point where you couldn't really order ahead effectively because you were still going to wait for 30 minutes to get your food because so many people were doing doing that. Downtown has needed a Taco Bell for so long, and everyone's like, why would you go to Taco Bell? It's like garbage. It's not real Mexican food. I don't care. It's Taco Bell, and it's delicious, and it tastes great. And by the way, the picture that they put out of the seven-layer burrito is like the one from the ad. I've never seen a seven-layer burrito look like that. Usually it's just like everything mushed into one big, like, delicious wad. It's just like one color, but I don't care. It's delicious. Yeah. Like, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're getting rid of, like, the Frito burrito, is that the only menu item that has actual Fritos in it? Because I can understand why they're doing that, but then again, like, how much, like Fritos never go bad, do they? Like, you can keep it in a bag for, like, is that something that people put in their bunker? It's like bags of Fritos? I should call my father-in-law. He's got a doomsday plot, which is kind of funny because, like, you thought if he would check it out at any point, it might have been during the beginning of this, but I don't think he ever went to his little doomsday plot in the middle of Florida to go check out his bunker.
Well, no, wait. How much is this news going to alter how you look at Taco Bell and what you order from Taco Bell when you finally get back to going to Taco Bell?
Well, okay, so legitimately,
how much does this wreck your diet? How much?
Seven-layer burrito is something I order, if not every other time, every third time. Like, the chicken soft tacos are the best. What I usually get is I get three chicken soft tacos, a seven-layer burrito, and if I'm really hungry, I will get a chicken quesadilla. Now, I don't go crazy. I used to like the double-decker tacos, and I used to like the grilled stuffed burritos. But the grilled stuffed burritos, I just think it's just like, you might as well just smack that onto your ass because it's going to sit there. Like, that's like, I mean, I think that's like a million calories, but they're amazing. But the seven-layer burrito is, like, that's one that I get normally. So that kind of pisses me off. The Frito burrito's fine, and I've had it, and it's good. And poor Joe is probably sitting
Frito burrito
crying this morning, not being able to get that. He was pissed on Twitter last night as well. But the seven-layer, that kind of pissed me off yesterday, to be quite honest. When's the last time you had Taco Bell?
You know, it's
of Dreams right near you.
Yeah, I know. And there's a Taco Bell inside the Natick Collections Mall that is now open. And I haven't been there in a long time. It's been at least 6 months since I've been to a Taco Bell. And now we've talked about Taco Bell numerous times over the last 2 or 3 weeks. And listening to you discuss this today, I'm going to have to stop on my way home. Today's the day. I'm going.
I'm starting to think this is a marketing campaign.
It's not it's not a drive-through, but I mean, I'm willing to get out of my car and walk up, you know, take the escalator up one floor. I am. I'm willing to do it.
Risking the Rona for the Rito. Why not? Mm-hmm. Get yourself a nice Frito burrito.
Yeah.
Maybe you can order off menu. You know, they'll put Fritos and other things on the menu.
They
if
will.
You ask them to.
Oh, I'm in. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah.
A friend of mine told me that.
But I'll be in the food court late this morning. I will be standing on that line. Yes, I'm in.
That's right. Taking the escalator, not the stairs.
There are no stairs in the mall. There are escalators. Trust me, I did a lot of mall walking in December. I know exactly what's there and what's not.
That's right. You were there with the tracksuit wearing.
I was. I know that mall like the back of my friggin' hand. Trust me.
Oh, that's my favorite. It's like, you know, John's walking around and all of a sudden all the old ladies, they say, whoa, who is this?
What a nice bandage you have on.
John
your
shows
head.
Up with that hurricane, you know, the thing that like stands on its own. He's like, true. Check this out.
It's true. Ooh. I'm walking with my mother-in-law. What a lovely bandage you have, sir.
They're looking at Wallach and going, he's at least 5 years younger than me. Goodness gracious. Welcome to the AARP. All right, well, I think and John, maybe you'll be humble enough to do this as well, but I think we might owe Mr. Joe Murray an apology.
Rich, I want you to know I got out ahead of the express train. I texted him last night.
Oh, did you?
Okay. Oh, yeah. So I texted him. I can read you what he replied to me. It's not the dance I thought he would do.
We'll get to that because he mentioned something about the Bruins that I called him out for being like way too much of a conspiracy theorist, but he might be onto something. There may be an issue with one of the most important Boston Bruins. We will get to that. On top of that, also, the Washington football team news dropped yesterday, and we'll get into that as well.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at Awaken180WeightLoss.com.
Kind of shenanigans here, but that may not be the case. So both Pasta and Andre Kasha missed the first couple of practices because of quarantine regulations, and now Pasternak, he practiced on Wednesday and was expected to be on the ice yesterday along with Andre Kasha, but was not. So what the hell is going on? The answer is that they are both held out of practice and designated as, quote, unfit to practice. What does that mean? Here is Bruce Cassidy.
Yeah, that was the plan. We were going to have smaller numbers. There's another group going out now, or 11:30. Pasta and Kasha will not be in it. You know, as for the league, Steve, it's unfit to participate right now. Hopefully that changes in the near future. And yeah, I mean, anytime players miss, you know, a session where we expect them back up in full speed, then, you know, until he's out there, then it is a concern for us as a team. But we're just going to forge ahead.
All right. Now, according to current league policy, teams can only identify player issues as, quote, unfit to play. That seems to be a giant blanket statement, or unable to practice. Now, Pasta was also scheduled to speak to the media via Zoom, and that was canceled as well. And it sounds like, according to Bruce Cassidy, there may be a chance Pasta might not be there for a while.
Am I thinking ahead to being without those guys in the round robin or playoffs? No, that's that'd be speculating. But yeah, for today, and if I get word later today that the same thing's going to happen tomorrow, then, you know, then we start thinking, okay, we've looked at a couple guys, anything else? And we'll need as a staff to go through that. But there's only so many guys that would go up to, say, David's spot. Kashi came late, so there's a lot of different guys that played in that spot. We know that with David. Like I said, I'm not thinking too far ahead other than, hey, if it does turn into a long-term, who's the best fit? And that's why we move different pieces around there.
Ooh, I don't like that at all. So Joe Haggerty yesterday speculated as to what this could be. One theory is that one or both of them tested positive for COVID-19, and they are awaiting the second test to see if it was a false positive. He also noticed that it could be as simple as either Pasternak or Kasha was running a high temperature and was sent home, or one or both of them came into a secondary contact with somebody who tested positive for COVID-19 rather than testing positive themselves. Either way, it's obviously concerning when your leading scorer, who was healthy enough to practice 2 days ago, all of a sudden is held back. Maybe we'll learn more later today, but here was my question with all this. These guys are all supposed to quarantine if they come in contact with somebody who ends up testing positive for COVID-19, right?
Yes.
What happens if Pasta tested positive after he practiced with the entire team?
Yeah.
Does that mean everyone on the team has to quarantine? That's what that means, right?
I think contact tracing, yeah, technically that is, but everyone was out there, so I don't think that's the case. I think that ultimately, it's could be one of those first three examples you gave, none of which is good. None of which is good for the Bruins. I mean, now you're looking at, okay, they leave to go to Toronto in a week, and their first game is 2 weeks from Sunday. Their first round robin game against Philadelphia is 2 weeks from Sunday, August 2nd. So if he has to quarantine right now, he technically would be ready to go 2 weeks from Sunday, but he wouldn't be in shape. He wouldn't be able to skate a ton. This is now we're talking about timing. I mean, it didn't sound to me like Bruce Cassidy was too concerned, but he discussed the option simply because he was asked. I think that deep down he thinks he'll have Pastrnak back shortly, reading between the lines from what we just heard.
I think it sounds exactly like Joe Haggerty's first theory, and that was that he has tested positive and they're waiting for a second test.
Well, that is what Murray and I had heard.
Okay, because the way that he set it up is like, we'll know tomorrow a little bit more about that. Well, that's because you're waiting for that second test, and that
why can't it be a high temperature again? If he comes, he showed up at the what's to say he didn't show up at the rink with a high temperature?
It could be that, and then they tested him, and then they're waiting to find out the result of the test.
Right, and then he shows up at the rink and he doesn't have a high temperature tomorrow, and they let him on the ice.
That'd be nice. Yeah, I mean, and that could be one of the things too. But my whole question is, If he does test positive, and it was the day after he skated with the entire team, doesn't that mean the entire team has to quarantine?
He skated in a smaller group. He wasn't with the big group.
Okay,
but there would be a significant section of people that would have to quarantine under your scenario, right?
That's the first time I've thought about just how fragile this whole thing is. Is that if one guy ends up skating, now you try to catch it before they're on the ice. But, I mean, in a case like this and the way that the NHL is handling it is that – and I don't know how many days it is if you came into secondary contact with somebody who had it. And obviously they're going to continue to test these guys. I don't think it's for a gratuitous amount of time. I think it's for several days. Maybe – I think I might have heard somewhere 4 days. Still, 4 days when the season starts in just about 2 weeks, that's a big deal.
I'll take it. I honest to God, I'll take it. That's fine. That's fine.
But the Pastrnak thing is concerning because if he – indeed is positive, he's not going to get any practice with the team before the season starts, because that's a 2 week quarantine.
Yes,
that's and they start in just over 2 weeks, right?
Yes.
It's like,
yes,
like 2 weeks and a day.
Two weeks from Sunday against Philadelphia. Yes.
So if he ends up testing positive, you know, that's a big deal for him and for the team. Obviously you need him to be as sharp as he can be. At least it's for the round robin tournament that obviously doesn't mean a ton. It would be nice to obviously, you know, end up getting the one seed with that, but in the end I don't really think it matters as much. But that's you're right, it's a little concerning there.
We had Fluto Zawa on one of the days you were out, and Fluto kind of echoed what we'd been hearing, is that the Bruins are kind of using the round robin to get everyone some time and get them ready to play in the playoffs. Yeah, I mean, it would be nice to finish with the number one seed, but ultimately, Tuukka Rask isn't going to play all three round robin games. I mean, Halak's going to get one of them. You want to get everyone an appropriate amount of ice time so that when the games really start to matter, you hit the ground running.
Why'd the robin eat so much?
I don't know. Why?
It's round.
It was a fat bird looking for all the worms.
Got that right.
Well, Bruce Cassidy was saying that Tuukka's a little banged up, and here's what you have to say about that.
He got stung the other day with a shot, hit him in the wrong spot, so maybe that was acting up again today. I'm going to get an update in a little bit. If there's anything serious, they have not come to me, so that's typically a good sign, you know, if they don't come right to you. So I'm suspecting he's had a little bit of bad luck in the same spot for a couple days, and said, hopefully it sorts itself out. These will be some of the bumps and bruises and aches that are going to start to appear now with your group.
So the countdown continues. And, John, when do they leave for this bubble?
A week.
Okay. So they leave in a week, and then a week after that is when hockey starts.
Yes, that's correct. Okay. And there's one, I think everybody gets one exhibition game before round robin play. And lucky for the Bruins, one, I think.
Okay.
Every team, I saw on the schedule, there were 12 games.
Okay.
So the Bruins get one game, and I think it's against Torts in the Blue Jackets.
Oh, could be the coach of the year.
Yes. Oh, speaking of Torts, I don't know if I have this clip yet. We'll load it in a little bit later, but Tortorella's is super cool Fonzie self again. He was, you know, already back. Oh, here it is. Sorry. Okay. Here's John Tortorella being asked yesterday about being mic'd up on the ice and there being no crowd, and you might be able to hear, like, some of the swears of the players are swearing.
My microphones on the ice might pick up in terms of language for viewers at home.
I really don't give a shit, quite honestly. So,
yeah!
Oh, Mr. Tortorella.
Living on the edge.
I mean, keep your little ladies at home. Don't let them grow up to be cowboys.
Oh, God. He's the best.
I mean,
it doesn't matter what the situation. I have to respect the guy who just doesn't change.
Are you worried that there's going to be too many swears on TV? Well, not the torts.
On the ice might pick up in terms of language for viewers at home.
I really don't give a shit, quite honestly. So.
Yeah. Honestly, if I have to be honest with you, that is not something that I tend to care about. If I have to be totally honest with you, and Torts is always honest with his friends and enemies.
I want to hear some good old-fashioned Canadian swearing. That would just be phenomenal. I want that to happen so bad. By the way, speaking of Canada, have you guys heard, I'm going so off topic. We'll talk about it later on, but the Blue Jays are effed. Like, there's like a week away from baseball. Where are the Blue Jays going to play?
Let's hope it's Buffalo. We talked about this before.
It's not even official. The Nationals are another team that now they're saying that they might not even play at home because of all the restrictions that the city has put on because of the COVID thing. Boy, baseball and the NFL yesterday, they got to figure stuff out. Like, nothing like waiting until the last minute. Play. They're no, it's not that play. Where they're going to play. It's like, well, it's not whether they're going to play. It's where they're going to play.
The NFL has a new set of problems, though. The NFL has a new set of problems that weren't forecasted. Like baseball, they're taking this down to the last minute. Nothing's been agreed to yet. And technically, the current CBA in place tells teams that they can mandate players to show up regardless of if there's no testing protocols or not. And the union's not happy about this. I mean, the NFL has some problems to sort through.
Well, I assure you that they will sort those problems out.
I hope you're right.
There's too much money on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And baseball's going to be played. It's being played inter squads right now. So don't fret so much. They're going to play. And it will be okay. And some people get corona. Bobby Kelly, the comedian, got coronavirus.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So did his family.
Everybody okay?
Not one sign of anything.
Huh.
He just learned that he had the antibodies.
Oh, nice.
Because they had all gotten it. Don't you worry so much, Johnny Wallgame. They'll be fine. They'll be okay. All right, Rich, what do we have coming up?
All right, let's get to this Washington ex-Redskins story that dropped yesterday.
All right, we'll get into that. Here are the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Kenny at 5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. So, Rich, yesterday we were teased that this big story was coming about the Washington Redskins, and it was going to bring a bunch of people down. And, of course, it did not break during our show. But when it did break, what did we find out?
Well, we finally got to find all that out yesterday around probably 4 p.m. According to the Washington Post, 15 women are alleging sexual harassment by members of the Washington NFL team over the last several years. Three team employees accused of improper behavior abruptly departed, including Larry Michael, the club's longtime radio voice. Now, all the allegations that were in this were from a period of 2006 to 2019. Here is ex-employee Emily Applegate speaking of her experience while working for the Washington team.
I had a, week maybe or so that was great. And I was like, yes, this is exactly what I wanted and what was explained to me. And this is going to be great. And then, you get your first like screaming at you for something that it's not your fault. And then somebody makes a comment to you about what you're wearing and it just snowballs from there. And it really took most people no time to comment on my appearance. Yeah, it's a male dominated industry, of course. That was no secret. And that was okay with me because that didn't worry me. I didn't think that there was anything that I would have to worry about. That was my first real corporate job. So I had nothing to compare it to except for, like my part-time high school, college jobs. I had no idea that that would be something that I would ever have to endure. It really took no time for Mitch to let me know that I was incompetent of doing small tasks that he was demanding of me. I was warned by women that I had worked with that had worked in, not for him directly, but indirectly in his same department. This is what you're going to get. You kind of have to just like have a tough face and deal with it. And if you made any kind of complaint, it wasn't going to go anywhere. I mean, I'm pretty sure that if you made a complaint, the only thing that was going to happen was that you were going to get fired. You're talking about the most powerful people in the building aside from the owner. So of course, nobody's going to stand up for you when this person has been there for 20 years and you're just like some young girl that has been here for a few months. It was okay. Well, we can get a new person. Like, there's 7,000 other people that want to be the marketing coordinator for the Washington Redskins. So it was like, deal with it or go bye.
So this article had former women employees, and they said that the first few weeks at Redskins Park often came with this informal orientation that was administered privately by veteran female employees who warned them to avoid certain people and places, such as the staircase near the entrance to team headquarters. So it was lined at the top with this transparent plexiglass. The stairs descend from the lobby to the locker room and training area, and someone standing at the bottom can look up the skirt of a woman standing at the top. So one former female member of the executive staff learned about this early, and she said when she looked down, she saw a male trainer two floors down staring right back up, walking step for step with her. And quote, he even leaned to get a better angle to look up my skirt. He wasn't even trying to hide it. Now, Nora Princiotti, she's a reporter for The Ringer. She's covered the team in Washington. I think back in 2017, she said that Alex Santos, the team's director of pro personnel, repeatedly approached her in his SUV while she was walking and commented on her appearance. She, quote, he told me I had a great ass for a little white girl. The general sentiment was that I should wear less clothing. She told the Post that a team communications staffer told her that she gained the nickname Prince Hottie instead of Princiotti at the team's headquarters, which is unbelievably lame. And then there's some really awkward text back and forth with a female staffer that is just cringe-inducing. Did you see these texts that that they were shooting back there?
Yeah.
Holy moly. This guy, I mean, you want to talk about Captain Loser, this dude. So first of all, there's a text from this guy to one of the employees. It says, nice shirt. And she put, LOL, thanks. Sorry, it's an inside joke. It's a compliment. She put, what's the joke? Nothing. It's stupid. You look great today. That's all. And she said, I want to be in on his jokes. And he goes, lame boob joke. She goes, I figured that much. No offense. Sorry. Real or fake is the debate. And she said, I don't care. I just don't want to be in the dark, LOL. Then I'll feel dumb. He goes, I'd go number one. You don't have to answer. You said you wanted to be in the joke, so don't get pissed at me. And she goes, is it a joke just on me or all the females in the building? But hard to explain. He goes, I'm not mad. It's just kind of a compliment, I guess. Real duh. I can't afford a car payment or rent, and you think I can afford a boob job? And he puts, LOL, I offered to take a playoff bonus collection for you.
And she said, was this a bet or a debate? Do explain. He goes, don't be mad. You asked. And she put, not really mad. Just curious how widespread this is. And if it targets more than just me. He said, it's not real deep. Just stupid guy talk. And then he goes on and goes, well, last night I had other things on my small mind, so I didn't want to be around you with bad thoughts because I'm a swell pal. And he goes, if you were hammered, it would have been bad. And she put, bring me food. I hurt. And she goes, he goes, do you want Jimmy John's? And she goes, oh my goodness, I love the beach club. He goes, if I bring that, I want to squeeze your butt. Deal? And she put, no. And he put, LOL. There's like 15 places within a mile from where we are. And she goes, I don't want to get out of bed. He goes, oh, I see. I suppose I can deliver. It's kind of far as blank, though. You are very demanding. And she said, I'm hungry. Was supposed to have family lunch, but granddad couldn't get out of his neighborhood. He goes, that sucks. I'm squeezing your ass. Sorry, LOL. And she put, nope. And he put, that's not even a big deal. It's like innocent. I'll text you when I get back over that ways. I'll pick you up something. So there you go. So he said, I'll only deliver you food if I squeeze your ass, which is just.
Come on. Really?
Now, I know. Now, Dan Snyder himself was not accused of acting improperly with women, but they did blame him for an understaffed human resources department and what they viewed as, quote, a sophomoric culture of verbal abuse among top executives that they believe played a role in how the executives treated their employees. Now, Snyder was obviously a dick, and it comes through in all of this. And he apparently routinely belittled top executives. And one guy was a former male cheerleader in college, and Snyder once allegedly ordered this guy to do cartwheels for their entertainment after an executive staff meeting. And then I would say most male cheerleaders could probably kick Dan Snyder's ass with like two snaps of a finger. Like, male cheerleaders are usually fairly jacked. So the ball's on this little man to do that. He said, so the Washington so they came out with a statement after this. And it said, quote, that they've hired lawyers and they're going to conduct a thorough independent review of this entire matter and help the team set up new employee standards in the future. They stated, quote, the Washington Redskins football team takes issues of employees' conduct seriously.
Okay.
I love how they're super concerned about using their Redskins name, but, except in press releases when something bad happened. Like, they're just a mess, like all over the place.
By the way, just for those people who didn't want to break down the paywall, the HR department in 2009 consisted of three people, and in 2012 they were down to one part-time person. And that hasn't changed.
I never understood the desire to, like, look up a lady's skirt.
I know, and that's the thing. It's so unbelievably, it's like a scene out of The Sandlot, where you get anything you want. You know, I gotta kiss the beautiful lifeguard, and I'll do anything it takes to do that. Which is fine if you're like nine.
Yeah, it's like, I don't understand the eroticism of looking up a woman's skirt. I don't understand that. Like, to go through that much trouble and have it be that obvious seems a little weird to me.
So there were, I mean, these are obviously things and serious allegations. Did you see all the stuff that was floating out there yesterday? Like, there was like some really bad, like extra, like that on top of all this that had to do with, oh my God, like Jay Gruden, like Jay Gruden's not named in any of this. I don't know if it was false things that were also on top of this, because this seems to be about one third to a half of what was reported. Like, this was part of it, but then there was a whole bunch of other things that were added on top of it. And it was on top, like, there was also like football things too, like Dan Snyder paying off officials, which I thought was probably not going to come true. I mean, that's like the owner's going to pay off officials or something like that. That's
terrible money spent. I mean,
right.
They're doing
a lot of good.
Redskins have been crap for decades. Yeah,
but we're going to have Burt Breer on in a little bit, and you know, Burt obviously knows a lot of the people who are covering the story, and we're going to have a guy who has been on top of this from ABC in Washington as well, and you know, they know a lot about all of this that's been going on. But there's also speculation as to a lot of these. There's a lot of stuff going on in Washington. Like, this is just part of it. But some of these accusations couldn't quite be vetted, and a place like the Post didn't feel like running with something unless you really have. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that's litigious. So you have to make sure the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. Yes. Yes. And that's why, out of all the stuff that was coming out yesterday, this was like half of it. And the rest of it is still kind of floating out there, and I just wonder if dominoes are going to continue to fall in all of this.
All right. Well, interesting stuff, and we will have Bert on
And we will have an opportunity to talk to someone from Washington coming up. But, Rich, who else is sexually harassing people?
Is that a story that we're setting up?
I don't know. What?
I'm like, was there a story I missed?
I gave him a look too. Like, what? Wait a minute.
It was a free for all yesterday. What are we going to talk about next, sir?
All right, well, let's get to the NFL. JJ Watt speaks about how in the dark they are, the players, about the beginning of the season.
All right, we will hear from him in just a moment.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Let's go. Make it funk. Come on, funk, funk. Come on, funk, funk. All right. Oh, you know what I thought of a band name? Thelonious Funk.
Thelonious Funk?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Not bad.
Yeah, I mean, don't steal it. I'll sue you. All right, what's going on, Rich?
So, with about a week left until teams are supposed to, or some teams are supposed to report to camp, the clock is now ticking. It looks like the owners are getting together today to try to smash some stuff at the last second together regarding any kind of rules and regulations regarding COVID and everything else and whether there's going to be preseason games. Chiefs and Texans players are required to report next week or face discipline, which is setting the stage for a potential grievance. There's talks that remain ongoing. We did learn yesterday that the NFL will place players who test positive for COVID-19 on IR for 3 weeks. 3 weeks. Think about that midseason. I mean, that is a massive amount of time to miss if you test positive. But, I mean, at least that part of it, it sounds like they're trying to be safe. But J.J. Watt yesterday just kind of wanted to paint a picture of where everyone's head's at, and this was retweeted by a lot of players, including Pat Mahomes. He put, in the interest of having everyone on the same page in terms of what we know and what we don't know at this time, here are a few things I've learned being on 4 player association calls in the last 2 weeks with hundreds of other players. Keep in mind, our rookies are scheduled to report in 48 hours. And he writes this. He goes, here's what I know and don't know. We want to play. We want to be as safe as possible. We have not received a single valid IDER plan. That's the infectious disease emergency response from any team or the league. We don't know if there are preseason games or not. We don't know if there will be daily testing, semi-daily testing, etc. We don't know how a potential positive COVID test would affect contracts, roster spots, etc. Nothing has been agreed upon regarding what training camp will actually look like and how the, quote, ramp-up period will work. And we want to play.
And once again, that was something that got a lot of traction from a lot of players who seemed to echo the sentiments of J.J. Watt. Now, as I was mentioning, today you've got all of those owners that are meeting together trying to hammer all of this out. But, I mean, that's a lot of stuff to hammer out in a small amount of time. And I didn't even realize that, that the rookies are reporting in, I guess, tomorrow.
Yeah.
That
would, some rookies bells on. Tomorrow, yes.
Yeah. And they will be there with bells on.
No, they have to show up. Yes. But aren't you at least a little bit shocked that the NFL has not nailed any of this down?
All right. Let's get to it. Let's get down to brass tacks. You guys, now the NHL's not playing.
That was not me.
Okay.
That was not me.
Worried that they hadn't put dates out
Then baseball can't play. Oh, they're playing. Basketball's playing.
Let me ask you this. What do you think the chances are of all of these leagues finishing their season?
99%.
I disagree with that.
I disagree with that. NHL and the NBA have much better chances because they're operating in a controlled environment. Major League Baseball is not, and especially the NFL is not.
The NFL's finishing because the NFL is got the most to lose financially.
Well, they play every game.
Yes.
You don't think any of it's going to be delayed? No.
Could there be like a week's delay or something? Maybe.
Will they play every game? That's it. Will they play a 16-game schedule and the playoffs? Okay.
Yes. The players can't afford not to, and the owners can't afford not to.
They're going to have to expand the rosters.
Good. Then expand them.
I mean, they're going to really have to expand them.
Right. But all this is going on. It's all going to happen. It's all being played. And there's no plan. Believe me, you get a bunch of billionaires in a room, they'll work it out.
You would think that,
baseball,
wouldn't you?
They lost more than half the season.
But baseball's playing. I mean, baseball had the disadvantage of not having started before the stupid COVID.
And remember, no one's playing yet, except for MLS. But they have canceled games. But I mean, no one's playing yet.
They're gonna play. They're like everyone else on the planet.
MLS had two teams withdraw, correct?
Yeah.
Because of COVID outbreaks?
Yeah, you know how much those teams probably cost themselves? $17.
Here's the only reason that I'm worried about all that. I mean, obviously, other than the numbers, is that I'm starting to, all of a sudden, it's tough to get test results, and it's tough to get tests. Like, for a while, when all of this was like a month ago, you could pretty much get a test if you wanted it. And now, you've got people in Florida who are waiting 7 to 8 days to get a test result, yet these basketball players are taking it every day, and it's starting to look bad. You know what I mean? And like, it's starting to kind of
turn. You know what I would do? I wouldn't even test them. Because you know why? Because 330-pound Bobby Kelly had the COVID virus, and he didn't even know he had it until he got tested. Don't test anybody. And let them go about their business. And if someone gets sick, then you test them. That's all. Don't test anybody.
I disagree with that. You got to test people.
Okay, you have to test them every day?
I would think if not every day, then every other day. You want to limit the spread of this thing to potentially someone who really will get sick because of it.
Okay, but I'm just telling you, if 330-pound Bobby Kelly had it.
But if you can prevent the spread to someone who may be immunocompromised or maybe really does get sick,
if I'm immunocompromised, I would not play, and I would expect to be paid.
But not everyone. All right, a better argument then is maybe not everyone is asymptomatic. You know, and if you have it and don't know you have it, you could spread it to someone who could really suffer.
I think that they should test. All I'm saying is...
Well, you just said don't test anybody.
No, I was making a broad statement on it, is that if you didn't test anybody, then probably nothing would go wrong. But if you test people every day, yeah, you're going to find out people have it. And there you go. That's what you decided.
I think things, but if you don't
you're
test...
You're here, I'm here, Dan's here, Mike's here, Nick's here. I played golf yesterday. I mean, like, if you tested me, there's a chance I have.
But we're not in close contact. We're going through a specific set of protocols here at the station to make sure that we're not. We're all wearing masks. On the football field, it's different.
You know, are you wearing a mask right now?
No, and I'm sitting about 12 feet from you.
This is 12 feet? Come here. Come closer.
No, I'm good where I am.
Thank you. Come right here. You come here.
I think you're a very attractive man, but I'm staying put.
You know, I've been working out.
I see that.
All right. We are going to visit Ray Lewis. He has a new podcast, and then we can talk about all these wonderful things with Burt Breer right after that. No commercials here, just the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. MA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores.org/Noah.